Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents The Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 618. My name's Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
What's up?
Hey, happy 250th America, baby. I'm really disappointed. I don't know. Can you see who I'm here with in my background?
Yeah, it looks like George Floyd and Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
The devil and the angel, essentially.
Which is which? That's the real question.
I'm just saying, okay.
I was very disappointed. I wanted to make a, you know, celebratory America 250 background. I got Uncle Sam back here too. He's hiding. You see his top hat behind me. But I wanted him flanked by the greatest Americans of all time, even though Jeffrey Epstein, I think, was born in Israel, right? But what's the difference?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
He was born in New York.
I was very disappointed with the likeness that Grok came up with.
You liked it, or you said you didn't like it?
It doesn't look very good, but it says, I mean, you can make it out, so I guess that's good enough.
Yeah, and I have terrible eyes. So.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show. It's a big one today. We got a lot to talk about. And you can get in touch with us. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. In fact, we did get a voicemail, Anna, which I will play. I'm sure you know from who it is, perhaps. Who is that?
Your boy Jeffrey, born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay. Well, then I stick by my statement.
Hey, Homo and Coots, this is Johnny CPAP Mask. I had to finally let you know that I love the way you combine information and humor together. And some of the stories that y'all come up with, they really keep me going. So I look forward to every Wednesday at 6 p.m. I'm fired up now. I'm breathing. And let's go. Let's do this thing, shall we? Okay. Thanks again. God bless.
Thank you. Johnny CPAP calling
in. Wow.
It.
You know what I say to that? Wait, no, that's not the one.
Can I try again? Yep. Ready?
No, that's not it either. One more time. Ready?
Interesting.
There it is.
That's a good one.
Chris put all these together. Wait, can I play a few?
No, yeah. non-name, proceed. If you have young children, adults, or people, whoever you are, this is my time to leave the room.
See, put this all over my board.
That's great stuff. That's Dylan from Love on the Spectrum, America's sweetheart.
By the way, I was at jiu-jitsu yesterday and I paired with my best girlfriend and we were doing a move together. And I said, she did something and I was like, ooh, interesting. And then she said, interesting. And then we looked at each other and we went, per se. And without even saying a word, like just like, awesome. Yeah, it's the best. He's the best.
He is, truly. He's a big star now. He's all over the place. He's meeting celebrities. He's
good.
Making some money. He's promoting his mother's TikTok. And he's really doing a lot.
Esmeralda or whatever her name was.
Yeah. But, should we just jump into it? Well, I guess I should remind you that it's Wednesday, 6 p.m. We are live every Wednesday, 6 p.m. WillsYouTube.com on YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble. And you can find us over there, HMB Radio. Just search that, all one word. And subscribe, like, share the show. That really helps out. We also have the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. There's a free version where you can sign up for free. You get the podcast, 30 minutes, the 30 minutes we do up front. Then we do an extra 30 minutes where we use naughty words. So it's a good opportunity to support the show. We make that very cheap, very affordable. Or you can super chat. I mean, there's other ways. Venmo. I got my Venmo there. I always split those with Anna. So thank you. HMBradio.com is the website. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com and 813-693-2124 2124. Are you excited about, are you, I know that your partner is a firework guy. Loves fireworks. Do you, I can't remember if you like fireworks or not.
Hope he's not listening. No, I'm kidding. Okay. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Obviously, I was thinking about that recently because 4th is coming up. Fireworks have been purchased. I like fireworks. Okay, full stop. But I don't like the environment that fireworks always happen in.
Mm. Fun parties?
No. So
cool, it's like, guys?
No, it's usually every time. So people, it's fireworks is a summer thing, right? It's like a summer and fall. It's just basically it's hot.
New year, though. It's cool.
Year, that's true. There's an exception. But for the most part, like I'm thinking 4th of July. And again, like, because my partner is into the firework thing, it's usually through the summer months that things are going on.
Sure.
And where things go on are typically large fields. Well, who else occupies large fields? Bugs.
Yeah.
When I hear I have to go to a firework show, what that translates to is I'm going to get 30 bites on my legs and my arms and my neck. And sometimes one time it bit me on my eyelid.
Ooh.
So it's just like, I'm just going to be so uncomfortable for a week and a half afterwards that I'm just like, nothing.
So you have like a PTSD from the fireworks, but you would say overall you're pro the explosion, the light.
Yeah. Yes. That's fine. I wish I could watch it through like a glass house. Like that would be perfect for me.
What about like a tent?
No, they seep through. I know even on when I filled in for Trey Riddell, I had people calling in and giving me their best, like, oh, just take a citronel lighter thing with the deets. I'm like, it doesn't work. They're like, and also wear really long clothes. I'm like, okay, is this even working? If you're like, you have to wear a hazmat suit for it to work. Like, no, nothing works. So
it's kind of a hotly contested thing, though, because some people are like, I feel like it's like Uncut Gems movie where you either really liked it or really hated it. And fireworks are kind of the same. I feel like people have a very strong opinion on fireworks. They either love them or hate them. Yeah.
Why would they hate them? Oh, because they're like, people get hurt and stuff? Or
no. You know, why? Animals. Because they're animals.
Yeah, they get spooked.
They get afraid. And little kids and babies. Which I totally get. I understand the feeling and the sentiment. And I agree with it to a certain degree. But also, it's 4th of July. It's just always been a thing. It's tradition. You're going to get fireworks and unfortunately you're going to get them starting a week before and probably up to a week after. So you really get like 2 weeks of fireworks, and I see people online complaining about the fireworks. And
What is the resolve? Like, what would they want people to do? Just not do any fireworks because their dog would get scared?
Yes, I think that's what they would like. You can do, I saw some people say a good compromise would be like the drone shows that light up.
But no.
It's not really good.
No, I'm sorry. We can't all, because a few people have a preference because you chose to get a pet that nobody else can now have fun. Here's the thing. Like, if you were like this before you had a dog, I'd actually have a little bit more respect. Or like, it scares dogs. I care about dogs. But you don't care about dogs. You care about your dog. You just care about your dog, right? It's just people are way too entitled. Can I rant?
Sure.
People are way too entitled in this country, many of whom shouldn't be here because they're probably illegal. Had a little episode of work today that set me off. Guess what, Will? Also, not in a great mood today. Don't know what's going on. Every Wednesday. Yeah. But you know what? I usually feel better after because, I get some of the bad juju out. But today, some loser calls me at work and goes, Espanol? Like that. He like, not even like a, do you speak Espanol? Which, not great, but better. But just Espanol. And I said, no. I said, no. I said, English. English only. And he goes, No español? No. Then he takes it down. No español? I said, no, English only. And then he goes, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I'm like, oh, so you can speak English.
Well, I mean, they probably barely know it around, but yeah. Dude, I feel you. And I'm going to let you continue, but I had a job recently with where I would service, you know, it was like FMLA leaves and short-term disability claims. And a good section of our calls, we had to get a translator for. Spanish, we had kind of in-house translations, but there was one, I remember I got a call one time. We didn't know what the language was. We have like a third party translation service that you call to get somebody who speaks that weird language on the phone, and then they help you take
what was it? Did you ever find out?
It was like a dialect of,
you were to venture a guess, like Russian or
Somali, but it was a very specific dialect. It wasn't, and I don't even know if that's what it was, but it was something like, it was a weird one. Okay. A very small number of people speak it. So we had a really hard time.
That was the only language they spoke?
That was it. That was it. Not even like a, and then they would ask for whatever language they want. It was just like, and I was like, do you need a translator? And she,
bro,
like, something you say? I go, I got you. Hold on. And then I called the translation. And it took like an hour to do this, to figure out what language it was. So it is frustrating. I understand. And it's more and more common now, obviously, that we had mass immigration, legal and illegal, over the past, I don't know, 8 years previous or four years. So yeah, it's more common.
I think they are so emboldened. Like, I hate to say it, but the Spanish speakers are so emboldened because either A, they go wherever they go, people speak Spanish, right? Or they are kind of capitalizing on the fact that they know that people will try to accommodate them if they don't. Oh, yes, one moment, please. Let me try to find somebody who speaks some Spanish. Just hang tight. People are just so accommodating. And then you run into me and I'm just like, nope. Absolutely not. I'm like, what kind of business could you? And one time they were just like, job? No, bro. I go, which job? They go, any job. No, absolutely not. Goodbye. Boom.
That's like Mrs. Doubtfire. I am Job.
I'm sorry. The position has been filled.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Sally, pull of Sally Fields.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you did. You pulled Sally Fields on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, so I brought this up. Did you want to rant anymore?
No, I'm good. Sorry. Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were done with your rant or
I'm
not.
Done.
But
Bean.
We have another, as far as fireworks go, we're also very dry here. We got some rain today, finally, here, and it was nice. It was like one of those storms that lasts like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. I got it. By me as well.
But the real question is, will fireworks happen with the burn bans? Will they be lifted in time? I think the rain today would definitely help a little bit. There will be no statewide fireworks ban this Independence Day for the state of Florida. As of June 26, which was a few days ago, 7 counties still have active burn bans in place. It looks like Pinellas and Hillsborough are okay, but what's the county directly below us? It's Sarasota, and then what's the other one?
Manatee?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe Manatee.
I think Sarasota's in Manatee County, or no, yeah. I don't know.
If a county-wide burn ban is in effect, the use of personal fireworks is prohibited. Manatee, Sarasota, Charlotte, Glades, DeSoto, and Collier counties remain under the burn ban. So I guess there's no fireworks down there. Is that what that means?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to work around it, like do it off a ship on the coast, you know, sort of thing.
Usually the cities will do it, and they're like well-stocked with their fire department in case...
You're going to scare the dolphins. Don't do it. Aww.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a wet 4th of July, though, down here.
Oh, really? It's going to rain?
Yeah, I think it's going to rain for the next couple days.
Oh, well, that's going to ruin some stuff. Not for me, though.
It'll set off fireworks in the rain. A little drizzle ain't going to hurt you.
No, but I mean, just like a downpour is probably not optimal.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I mean, I'm pro firework overall.
I know.
I do sympathize with the folks with their dogs and babies and everything, but you know, it's just the cost of living as far as I'm concerned. You got to have some fun in this world. Don't blow your hand off. I mean, don't be stupid with it, but I would say, you know, having a few drinks and lighting off fireworks is a lot of fun. If you can handle it, you have to be the type of person that can responsibly drink and set off fireworks, which isn't probably any of the people listening to this program, but if you're capable, it is a lot of fun. I've done it many, many times over the years.
Sorry, I sneezed so loud, but I muted my mic, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I could tell something was going on there, but I didn't know.
Aggressive. Feels so good, the release of the sneeze.
Yeah.
A+.
813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. The other big story this week, Anna, was the gator attack. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of alligators? Not afraid of fireworks, but are you afraid of alligators?
Who's not afraid of gators?
I'm not really.
Yes, you are. You going to go swim in some random ass lagoon or pond or reservoir? No, right? Like,
I don't think so. I don't think I would. This happened down in, what was it, near Miami, right? Down south?
I read it today. I forgot exactly where it was. But what drives me nuts about this is it's so avoidable.
Yeah.
Because the alligators, they don't, I mean, I'm sure there was like a few stories where like, oh, one crawled into my pool. But for the most part, they just stay in their territory.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't bother you.
Anything on the water in Florida outside of a pool is their territory.
Correct.
It's where they belong. You can't really say they don't belong there.
Yes. It's
a gruesome story. I'll play the 911 call in a minute.
I didn't hear it. I may have to take my headphones off, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is her, poor sweet angel, beautiful girl, Brittany Clark. She was the one who got apparently her arm ripped off by a gator. Usually
and part of the other one too.
Yeah, both of
barely,
them.
Like the other one was like barely hanging on.
Usually when you hear about like somebody dying from a gator attack, it's like an old lady that was walking her little dog near the water.
Right.
Alligator jumped up, tried to get the dog. She fell in the water, maybe got a bite or something. And because she has old bird bones, just snapped her neck and then died. But you don't really hear about someone getting mauled to the point where they're losing arms and limbs from a gator. That's a new one.
But Britain's, okay, in the gator's defense,
yeah,
not a popular stance to have. This woman was, I didn't say bathing, but she was like playing in 3 feet of water in a body of water that wasn't the ocean.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean,
what are you doing?
You should know that if you are doing that sort of activity in Florida, that you might get bit by a gator. In fact, I saw that her and her friend were joking about the fact that there's bubbles in the water and there might be a gator there. And yes, they have to be right.
Now, back in her defense, she is from California. She probably, yeah, maybe she didn't know.
Yeah.
So, but in the gator's defense, if I was the defense lawyer for the gator, which they killed, by the way, seems, is it, I don't understand. Is that gator more dangerous than another gator when someone is bathing in the water? That's what every gator would do if it was hungry. Well,
yeah.
It's not an especially vicious gator. To me, that's like, what point are you proving by killing the gator?
Yeah. Well, these are typically, I guess they, at least I thought, and maybe not, because there's near the park near my house, I go to Seminole Lake pretty often, and there's some big gators in there sometimes.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden they're gone. And I think that they bait them, trap them, and take them, I assume, down to the Everglades and release them once they get too big. So that's what the father's criticism here, Robert Clark. He was saying that there's, you know, huge 12 and 13 foot alligators there. They're letting them get out of control. He said, the alligator, I understand, might have been on the verge of extinction at one time, but it's thriving right now and the state isn't taking care of it. That's her only complaint. So I guess he won. I kind of thought they were doing that, though. Like I said, I thought that once they got too big, I don't know, maybe it's budget issues or something. They don't have enough people or something, but I was sure that that was the case.
I just don't understand why we're punishing a gator for being a gator. That's what gators do. Now, if there was like a gator that was just on a rampage going into people's homes and eating them and ripping their arms off, okay. She was in 3 feet of fresh water.
Yeah.
Doing something. Where was she? In a lagoon, in a reservoir?
What I think they were kayaking, weren't they?
Says she was swimming in a river.
You just got to know that it's unfortunate. I mean, it's kind of your, much like the fireworks, like you got to know what you're dealing with here. If you're going into a body of water in Florida, you always assume that there's some sort of alligator in there that could, you know, I mean, potentially end your life. It doesn't happen super often, but it does. Do you need to take your headphones off so you can listen to the 911 call?
No.
Pick up, come on. Okay, he's going away. He's leaving. Sam, is the gator coming back?
No, it's going away.
It went away.
You're good.
Okay, can we have help on the way, okay? I'm just going to be a little bit.
Please hurry, my friend.
Okay, horrible, her arm is dislocated, both her arms are off, like basically
I'm on 911. One of her arms is completely off, another one's like attached apparently. Please hurry.
And is the bleeding serious?
What?
I like, is the bleeding serious? And she's frantic. And out of the sheer stupidity, after saying that her friend's arms have been torn off, the 911 operator asked if the bleeding was serious. And the hystericalness stopped. And she went, what? What do you think? Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty bad.
No.
Is it serious?
It's horrible. Yes.
Okay.
Severe.
Is she responding normally?
What does that mean? Is she responding normally to getting her arms ripped off by an alligator?
I guess they're asking, like, is she answering you? Is she speaking? I'm assuming. But I don't
then
know.
Then when you say, is she coherent? Is she awake? Did she lose consciousness?
Well, again, this 911 operator just asked if the bleeding was bad after both of her arms were ripped off. So,
what is the training to be a 911 attendant? Is it like maybe a 3-hour course?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's not really, and which is weird because you have to kind of be like a strong-willed, able to keep it together type
calm
of person.
Presence.
Like a dumb person would do that job really well. Because they're not going to like freak out when someone's yelling at them. They're just going to be like, calm down. Why are you yelling at me? Mm. My friend's arms were ripped off by an alligator. Okay. Is the bleeding bad? And you just keep them talking, you know? So
maybe that's it. She's just kind of like trying to make, not small talk, but just keep her there. Because then she's like keeping her distracted in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just maybe that's the technique. Right. I don't know.
Yes. She's responsive.
Okay. You might see a helicopter, okay? Just if you see it, just try and flag it down if you can.
Okay.
And does she still have the bite? Do you still have her arms attached to her, or does the gator have
one? One of them is like very hanging on by a thread, and the other one's off. Alligators, bro.
And do you know where the other arm is?
Gone.
Do you see any firefighters?
No.
No? Okay.
Hello!
Wow. So pretty intense. Pretty intense. That's probably the worst gator attack we've had here in Florida in quite some time. This New York Post article talks about a few, but they're always like little bites. You know, you get bitten or something, or the ones that do die are, you know, old ladies that fall into the river and stuff. A 19-year-old snorkeler survived an 8-foot, 3-inch gator attack on June 21st in Rainbow River. Oh, I was just there not too long ago. Treated and released, though. But this one was a tiny girl and a 13-foot gator. I mean, those arms are just going to snap right off. Unfortunately, that's what happened here. Yeah, it is. It's scary. But I mean, you know, again, you kind of got to know that. But it doesn't happen like often at all, really.
No, it doesn't. But every time it gets obviously a lot of press. I think maybe the most famous, the Disney one, the family from Ohio that lost a toddler.
I don't remember that one. When was that?
I remember because that was like right after I moved to Florida. And I was like, what the? Bro, what is with this state? But it was at Walt Disney World. You don't remember this?
No.
And there was a toddler that was playing in a lagoon. And he got eaten. And it was like a family on vacation from Ohio. It must have been about 2017, something like that.
When you say eaten, does that mean that the 2-year-old was swallowed by the alligator?
I believe so. I think so. Don't quote me on that. I'm 80% sure yes.
Was that on, and you said it was at Disney? Was it on a Disney property?
Yes.
Oh, man. That must be a big...
Can we look it up just so I can verify that my memory is as good as it has been in the past?
Gator attack. 2016, a fatal gator attack occurred at Walt Disney World when a 2-year-old, Lane Graves, was snatched by a 5 to 7 foot alligator while waiting on the beach at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Despite the father's desperate attempts to pry the boy from the reptile's jaws, the toddler was pulled into Seven Seas Lagoon and his body was recovered the next day. It wasn't big enough to swallow it. But, oh my God.
That was right after I moved to Florida then, because I moved in 2016.
That's a bad one. That's the worst gator attack.
Happy vacation.
Enjoy yourself. Have fun.
Can you imagine?
I can't. I really
can't. How do you forgive yourself as the parent? It's not really your fault, but also you probably hold a lot of guilt.
You would think that, you know, a Disney property would, you know, have their S in order, but it's not really that big of a gator. 5 feet is not that big for an alligator.
Yeah, but for a 2-year-old.
A lot of that tail. For a 2-year-old, it is, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it seems, I don't know if they signed a release to have to be out there, but I'm sure they got paid. I'm sure they'd rather have their child.
Sure.
Hope.
And I think I remember talking about this either maybe on Johnny's show or our show. How do you feel driving the Porsche?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, this car is so cool. Oh yeah. Trevor died.
Thanks, Trevor. Oh my God, my 2-year-old baby boy got eaten by
him. Ooh. This is a cool trim. This is a nice ride, actually. Yeah. Could you imagine?
It would be bittersweet.
It would be bittersweet.
Definitely bittersweet.
Jesus Christ. But that's the reality of what happens. You get a giant chunk of change. You either get a house or a car, or God forbid you go on another vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I guess you have to enjoy it to some degree.
Right.
You could just donate it to charity, which nobody does.
No one does that. Nobody and then, what charity is that? It's not an illness.
Yeah.
It's not like an illegal alien killed my kid. It's not a political thing. It's like this alligator was alligating.
Well,
and ate my kid.
You could maybe do a foundation where you have volunteers that remove alligators and place them in.
Okay. I mean, that's a bit of a stretch, but sure.
Yeah. No, it is. I'm sure they did not do that. I'm sure they're driving a Porsche.
They went to Disney in Tokyo. They're like, hopefully there's no alligators here.
Let's try this again. There's a lot of Japanese, which I didn't really know was going to happen. That was me playing the role of the father. I don't know if you knew that. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye to the free podcast listeners. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. HMBradio.substack.com. Go subscribe there. There's a free version. You get the podcast early. If you listen on Radio St. Pete on Sundays, you can get it on Wednesday or you can get the whole uncensored. We're going to do another 30 minutes. We're going to say naughty words, naughty things, and it's definitely worth the $5. So head over there, subscribe, willsyoutube.com, subscribe there. You can't always just wait till Sunday and get the full, you know, podcast in its entirety, uncensored, cheat code there, but you got to wait. Who wants to wait? Nobody. This is America, baby. So happy birthday to this great land. Alligators, you're getting a pass this year, but you're on thin ice as far as America is concerned.
Getting deported.
You're getting deported. That's right.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.